that scares the freaks. What they say, that's not a problem for me. Superboy, Supergirl, just get that song on repeat. Forget the world, roll the windows down for me. It warmed my soul to meet a human like you. It's isolating when you think like we do. Simple mind, simple life, that could never be us. Turn to dust, every bruise and every cut.
Out here under all these stars. Oh, yes, it is a beautiful night.
You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound alone, but of rhythm and recollection. A realm where every note is a doorway and every beat bends the years. Past and present dissolve, decades rewind. Melodies of every age rise again. Rock, soul, pop, and beyond. Step in and travel through time, where music and memories meet. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Join Johnny G, your guide on this musical ride, and spin back the years together. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey on WONY.
Yeah. That is Fleetwood Mac here on Jukebox Journey. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G along with you on a Tuesday afternoon. And thinking that that was Bill Clinton's political song when he was running for office back then, before things went downhill for him. But hey, what are you going to do? It is a Tuesday. I'm so glad to be back. Took last week off, but I'm back in the booth again playing all the, the Jukebox Journey songs. If you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. You are sharing your big day with Kim Wilde. She was well-known for the Kids in America. And also this guy, John Parr. So happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
That is Billy Joel. I'm moving out. Johnny G along with you on a Tuesday afternoon. This is Jukebox Journey. If you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, you might want to check out a new book that's out about him. It's called Tonight in Jungleland, The Making of Born to Run. Great book. Really interesting. It breaks it down a lot about how he came up with the concepts for the album and stuff. Somebody that really helped him on that was John Landau. And John was originally a music critic, and in 1974, he wrote, "I saw rock and roll's future, and its name is Bruce Springsteen." So Bruce is working on this song, a song he called Wings for Wheels, and he played it for John Landau, and he wanted to know John's opinion. So as he's playing it, John's taking all these different notes. Song ends, so he runs down the song part by part with suggestions for Bruce. Cut this, get rid of that, move the sax solo from the middle to the end, and took all of that, cut 2 minutes from the song, and after that, he realized, you know, Wings for Wheels is not really a good name for this song. Instead, he called it Thunder Road.
Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that show a little faith, there's magic in the night.
riding the bus. It's late at night. This guy stands up on a rolling bus and asks me for a dollar. And first of all, you know, if you're asking me for money, I'm going to question your analytical skills. I mean, I don't look like a high roller, but this guy asked me for a dollar. I try to be polite. I'm like, I'm sorry, sir. I don't have a dollar. And he cops an attitude with me and starts talking all tough, you know? He's like, hey, man, why don't we take our shoes off and do a little boxing? I know. I'm like, well, I'm the same way. I'm like, that is a weird request, but you know what? I'm on this bus for another 35 minutes. So let's box, you know? So as he was taking his shoes off, I beat the heck out of him.
Jukebox Journey and Rock and Roll All Night Long. Hiya, hiya, Johnny G with you on a Tuesday afternoon. Hope you're having a good day today. Just got done watching a pretty disturbing series on Netflix. It's called Monster, the Ed Gein story. And it took place, what, like late 30s, early 40s? I mean, the cast was great, but very disturbing story based on a true story. The guy was a serial killer. And not only was he a serial killer, but later on, years later, there are other serial killers that lived up to this guy. So if you're into that kind of stuff, check it out. Monster, the Ed Gein story. For fighting here on Jukebox Journey, and this is Men at Work. 1983, that is Men at Work, Overkill. Johnny G, along with you, welcome. This is Jukebox Journey. Hope you're having a good Tuesday afternoon. Well, Dennis DeYoung, remember him, formerly of Styx, not happy with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, I can't blame him. He does bring up some good points. He said, apparently, artists have to be either incapacitated or dead before they're honored at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I think it was a week ago, this past Saturday, was the new inductees, Warren Zevon, Joe Cocker. They both got inducted. They're both dead. Paul Rogers got inducted, but due to health reasons, he was unable to make it. And I find this hard to believe, too, but Styx is still not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that's another thing he's upset about. Don't call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame anymore. No, you have so many artists in there that really have nothing to do with rock and roll, but probably Styx will get in, I hate to say it, once Dennis DeYoung is unable to make it or if he's dead.
I was sitting in my garage at a little Wurlitzer electric piano. This song popped out and started this whole train a-rolling. Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling. Give me all your love. Your hands build me up when I'm sinking. Just touch me and my troubles are vain.
Love!
That is Hall & Oates here on A Jukebox Journey. Johnny G along with you on a Tuesday afternoon. And the most recent news about that duo is the legal dispute between the two of them was resolved this past August. That feud began back in November of 2023 when Daryl Hall sued John Oates to stop him from selling his stake in the joint venture. The business dispute is over, but both of them have indicated that no, they do not plan to reunite. That's too bad. Hey, this coming Friday night from 7 to 10 o'clock at the Foothills right here in Oneonta, there is something called a Party for the Pantries. There's going to be a dance party to restock the food banks and pantries in our community. All proceeds from the ticket sales will be donated to Oneonta area food banks, pantries, and programs. And you just have to bring non-perishable food items. Electric 7 Tattoo will be on site doing flash. All tattoo proceeds will be donated as well. And DJ Doyle will be taking paid requests all night long. Any song you want, $5. So check it out this Friday night, 7 to 10, Party for the Pantries at the Foothills right here in Oneonta. Right now, Billy Squire on Jukebox Journey.
I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. But I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you.
WONY Oneonta.
Talk.